Hey guys, and welcome to another Capes and Scows trade review. Episode 20, I think. Sounds good. Or 19. 19. It doesn't matter. None of that matters. I am Tim. You can find me on the Twitter at @mad_dog_Tim. And today we are looking at Invincible Trade Volume 1. This is coming out right before the new animated series debuts on Amazon Prime. And I think a lot of people have tried to dive into this series before then. And if you choose to, or if you find this later after watching the cartoon, I think it's important to know a couple things, and we're going to get to this. So this is written by Robert Kirkman. Your artist is Corey Walker. Colorist is Bill Crabtree. Walker does your inks. Kirkman does your lettering. And Walker is your cover artist. This is the regular original trade volume. There are 25 of them in total for the entire series. If you read this in compendiums, there are three of them. If you read them in hardcovers, there's, I think, six of them, but I could be wrong. But I'm talking about our good old-fashioned trade. So let's look at the plot. On the surface, Mark Grayson looks like your average teen. However, as he hits puberty, he begins to notice he is gaining superpowers like his superhero father, Omni-Man. Wondering if he will get the whole range of powers his father has, or less than that, Mark begins to help the teen super team investigate students who have gone missing in his school. Can Mark balance school, along with the struggles of waiting for his hero father to return safe from battle? What is the proper channels to go through when discovering you are a capable superhero? And how best to test your newfound abilities? Mark is going through a lot, with much more to discover around every corner. So let's head to my bullet points. This soon to be, very soon, this is happening in days now, this soon to be Amazon cartoon is a favorite of mine, as well as many others who work on the podcast. While the power set of Omni-Man and Invincible are similar to that of Superman, the characters are very quirky, like a 70s ASM run. Kirkman does a good job of showing all aspects of a superhero's life, including home life and marriage. Walker lays a strong foundation for the series and how these iconic characters will look moving forward. This book will see an artist change to Ryan Ottley, which is the perfect marriage to Kirkman. And finally, I tell everyone, this book picks up in the second and third trade and never stops being exciting from there. So let's break down everything and what everybody did on this trade. So we're going to start with Kirkman, your writer. Kirkman, while best known for The Walking Dead, has had fun in superheroics before, including Marvel Zombies and Marvel Team-Up. He explores what really happens when heroes clash from the physicality of being punched by an S-tier hero to more anticlimactic moments, like a quick beatdown. The banter between the heroes is top-notch. Robert gets even better in subsequent issues, but it's serviceable here. The plot follows a natural path along the first four issues. The origin of Omni-Man is especially a treat in story development I wasn't expecting from a hero that could just be a Superman clone, and that would have been enough. The stress Invincible's mother is under, as well as the excitement from Mark as he starts to develop his powers, is fantastic. The book will get even better as the series moves forward. It really just does not stop once it gets moving. For the art, Corey Walker's character designs are top-notch. Whether asked for an original idea or a play off of an existing Big Two character, Walker delivers. Corey would end up leaving the book largely due to issues with schedules and deadlines, and is replaced by the awesome Ryan Ottley. As cool as the Ottley art looks, it cannot be denied that without Walker's influence, we just wouldn't have the great work later. Walker tells a smooth story with his art, sets the groundwork for a wonderful series, and I feel that Corey Walker needs more love for his contributions to this series. He will later return in the series and work alongside Ottley to tell multiple stories at once, and I love that. But that's later. As far as this trade goes, Walker has a more simplified style that accents what features are most important. He creates the tone and heart. Your colors. Bill Crabtree likely had a lot of fun coloring this book. He had a large color palette to play with, and he certainly does so. Characters are often accentuated with strong colors over more bland background colors to make what is important pop off the page. He adds to the art with nice effects while maintaining a more traditional look to his work. His colors complement Walker well. For inking, Corey Walker does a serviceable job as inker, often it's by the numbers, which works well for his simplified style. However, there are brilliant moments using lights and darks in less well-lit areas. I just wish it was more than moments. Your lettering, did you know Kirkman lettered this bad boy? He sure did, and he did a decent job. While not the greatest letterer I've ever seen, Kirkman didn't make a ton of mistakes either. I don't know about you, but I'm proud of him. And your cover art. Corey Walker returns to give us the cover, and it is basic in one way, yet perfect in another. It highlights the initial characters we meet and show that they have a family. They are a family without saying a word. As you start to unfold the first chapter, you easily realize everyone's role in the story. Good job, Corey Walker. So I said some nice things. Let's see what our numbers are. Kirkman, for the writing, is going to get a 7 here. Invincible gets so much better as it goes on. But right here, I think it's just a decent start to a series. Good layout, good groundwork. The art is going to get a 6.5. It is very cool character designs and pretty good use of perspective and just really cool angles at times. Your coloring is great. I think the coloring is super good. It's probably the I think the coloring is the best part of this book. I'm giving it a 7.5. Crabtree definitely deserves all the love and all the credit for making this book pop. Lettering, Kirkman's going to get a 6. It's good stuff. He doesn't make any mistakes. It's just not amazing. The inking, same thing, getting a 6 because it is strong at times, but overall it's by the number. And Walker getting a 6 for the cover. It's nothing super amazing as far as, you know, what you're looking at, but it is more important for just displaying what we're actually getting in the book. Well, we had 6, 6, 6 back-to-back on those scores, so what does that mean? Well, your overall score is going to be a 6.5. This book, you may hear a lot of good things about it, and the cartoon as the cartoon comes out, and wonder why Volume 1 only gets a 6.5, and that's because all the other volumes will get larger, larger numbers. This just really ramps up and never stops. It never lets go. So once you get through this trade, I highly recommend 2 and 3, minimally, to see if you like the series, because it just doesn't stop once it goes. This title is a top 10 favorite of mine, no question. I have to stress to everyone 2 points. If this volume is a little by the numbers for you, stick with it, because it's going to do some killer stuff. Also, I highly recommend rereading this series, as there are so many nods to future plot points scattered throughout that can't be picked up on the first read-through. They're tiny and fun to rediscover. I love the series, and the beginning building blocks placed in this volume. I enjoy Walker, and although it's sad when he leaves the series, it isn't the end of the days for the series or his career. So definitely check out some more from Walker. And that's it. Again, I am Tim. You can find me on Twitter at @mad_dog_Tim. Podcast can be found on Twitter as well at Capes and Scowls. And we are on all the other social medias, I think. Instagram, Facebook. I did a TikTok I don't ever use. If you're able, please rate and review on Apple Podcasts, which is super helpful to the podcast, probably the most helpful thing you can do. You want to email us, capesandscalespodcast@gmail.com. Mondays are Tapes and Scales. Every Monday, you get the movie reviews. Wednesday is New Comic Book Day, reviews on YouTube. And everything else is a crapshoot, everybody. So have a great rest of your day, and I thank you.